Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. BJ and Jamie's Giving Tree. Again, let's plug this because we need families that are in need, and you can nominate. You can nominate yourself, too, if you want to. But you need kids. Got to have kids that need toys for Christmas.
Right. So that's the thing is, if you know, we're really looking to give kids toys. And I know some of you have like 19-year-olds that want some cool stuff, some games and gaming stuff. But we really want to concentrate on the little kids. So go to Alice1059.com and you'll see it right there and nominate a family.
We're not looking for socks and mittens.
Nope. We're not.
We want Tonka trucks.
Hey,
right?
I have to tell you guys something.
What's that?
I've got to like stop getting involved in crap.
What do you mean?
Let me explain. Okay. And I don't know how this happens, you guys. And I know there's a lot of you that are just like me that somehow you're the go-to person. So last night there's eight. At this restaurant, right? And we are a zoo. I mean, it is a blast, but we need private room. Like, it's just crazy, right?
Right.
And it's a really long table. So everybody's trying to talk to each other. And it's just crazy. And so I'm talking to, I'm over here, like, talking to my girlfriend, and our whole girl group is there. And all of a sudden she goes, hey, there's a situation going on down at the other end of the table. I'm like, what? What do you mean? Because I'm having fun, whatever. Well, there's a girl that's confronting my friends at the other end of the table.
Because they're loud?
No. Oh. So I don't know what's going on, right? I have no idea.
So you have no idea.
I have no idea what's going on. And so I was like, what's going on? And they're like, oh my God, this girl's freaking out because she said that we took her picture. And then me, because I have to get involved. I'm not even involved. I'm on the other end of the table. I go, excuse me, to the girl. I go, can you come here a minute? And she's like, yeah. And I said, what's going on? And then Taya said, she wants my phone. She said I took her picture. I go, listen. And this girl's wasted. And I go, nobody cares about taking a picture of you. Go home.
Did you look at the phone to see the picture?
No, I did not. Nobody took her picture, but Taya later, after she left, showed us that she didn't have any pictures.
Okay, well, the girl was drunk, so
yeah,
maybe
she was wasted, yeah. And then she ends up crying to a bunch of other people, saying that Jamie's mean.
Oh. Why didn't she just show her? Just show her. I don't have your picture.
Because it was dumb. She wanted her phone. She was trying to take her actual physical phone. Like, nobody even knows this girl. We don't even know who she is.
That's
like,
a
I get that. I get it. It was a complete stranger.
To take my phone. Like, I would never grab your phone if I'm in a bar. A bunch of girls are just taking
a
pictures.
A stranger's phone.
Yeah. I was just saying that she could turn her phone and say, hey, I don't have your picture. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
She's not even worth that kind of trouble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was just like, hey, you guys are taking my picture.
And I'm sure a lot of people get caught up in pictures and don't even know it.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, when you're out, you're out.
Exactly.
People are taking pictures.
And nobody even cares about her or knows her name or anything. But then she went and started spreading this stuff about me. Saying like Jamie White is a horrible person, and she's
who did that?
That girl, and she knew who I was, but she started crying to the staff.
So now the restaurant's involved.
So now the restaurant's mad at me because I told this crazy woman to go home.
That's right. Wow.
It just became this whole drama. I'm like, you guys, how did I even get involved in this? I didn't even know that this was happening.
It was at the other end of the table.
Yeah,
like,
but I asked for it.
You got yourself involved.
I asked for it.
She asked for it. She said
I understand. I asked for it, and I said, hey, can I talk to you? And I just said, nobody cares about your picture. Go home.
Yeah.
And then somehow now I'm the bad guy in the world.
No, I was telling Carson that's what Jamie's complaining about. Why do I always get involved?
Every time.
Why do I step in when it's none of my business?
Well,
that's your point.
I just said, you know what, you guys, like, this always happens. I always take up for you guys, and I always try to resolve something, but you guys never take up for me. And now I'm the bad guy of this whole restaurant because this girl was crying to everybody. Oh, my God. It was a fiasco.
Man.
But I did like my line. Yeah. Nobody cares about you or your picture. Go home.
It's simple.
Instead, she went to management.
Yeah. Jamie White's so mean.
She's not mean, person.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Way to go, Jamie. We've lost another listener.
Well, that I don't care about. I'm just like... Oh, crap, that bar. I really like it.
Yeah. You don't want them to think negative of you.
Yeah, right?
You're able to go back.
I hope so.
She might get a letter.
Who knows?
She might be banned.
Maybe it might be banned. I don't know. Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
A night.
Just a typical night out with Jamie White and the girls. Yep. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. It's going to be crazy. Welcome to a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
You can find us on the Odyssey app. It's free. Podcast will be there later on today, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I saw yesterday where Amazon's looking to strike by Black Friday.
Wait.
Amazon.
I understand. Can I just tell you, there is no such a thing as Black Friday. It's Black Month.
Yeah, I agree with you. I got a couple of takes on this, though. Black Friday is coming up this Friday, right? Amazon's threatening to strike. And they say the strike will last through Cyber Monday, okay?
Okay.
Which is a week from yesterday, okay? Their timing's a little bit off. Because Amazon, you're not delivering stuff until after the fact. They're only ordering on Black Friday. It's Cyber Monday. So you're still delivering the packages next week. You get it?
Oh, yeah.
So the timing's a little
long. Is it the drivers or is it what?
It's the delivery people.
The delivery
people.
Yeah,
the delivery people. But I was thinking yesterday, Jamie, you and I here at this job that we have, we don't have like a specific time of the year where we could go on strike and it really affect them. Do you know? See what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, for example, out in Vegas, the culinary people and the bartenders were going to strike right before F1. Remember?
Right, I do.
They had the perfect setup. Amazon got the perfect setup. Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up.
Yeah.
You and I, the only thing we have is like Children's Miracle Network, and that would look really bad on us.
Yeah, that would.
Kids with IVs, we go on strike, right, that would look good.
That would be bad. That would absolutely be bad. That's true.
But we don't have that date that we could throw in there that we could really stick it to the boss.
So why are they going on strike?
They want better conditions.
Oh, gotcha.
Better pay. You know, the whole works.
But I guess it's in 20 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I could throw a monkey wrench in things.
But my girlfriend just posted, like, she literally said, Black Friday lasts for 2 months. And she's not wrong. There is no Black Friday anymore. I mean, they've completely ruined it.
It's been gone for years.
Yeah, it has been. And we bitch about it every year.
Yep.
But it seems like they don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody even pays any attention anymore.
No.
I really don't.
It's
I think
good
it's
old
gone.
Days, man.
I think that advertising uses it because they think it's a hook right now. But nobody pays attention to it. You don't have anybody getting up at 4:30 in the morning and showing up at a store, standing in line for the most part.
It's gone.
Not like they used to.
None of our little children will know the joys of Black Friday. Here's some other things that are also now going to be gone from their existence, like Black Friday. One of them is, let's see here. It says, nope, that's it. Not it. Alarm clocks are going to be gone. Complete.
Huh.
And they can't do that to us. And I'll tell you why. Because I was in a hotel one time and my phone died and I didn't have a charger with me.
Yeah.
And I mean, yes, I called the front desk and had them, but I never trust them. And I had to set the old fashioned alarm clock.
Either that or like you put an Alexa in so we can actually just set our own.
Yeah, but if the power goes out.
Well, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the power goes out, because I've had the power go out where you can't charge your phone.
I would guess a lot of people don't even know how to set the alarm on a clock.
I bet you're right. Yeah, I bet you're right.
That's a little complicated.
Probably, yeah. Gen Z for sure doesn't.
I don't think a lot of people would know it right now.
The other thing that will be obsolete, okay, are greeting cards.
Yeah.
It's all electronic.
I love the Hallmark store.
Yeah.
The gold one.
We might get two cards a year.
I remember when I was little, my mom had them all around the door.
Yeah.
You know, the door frame.
We did it too.
All the neighbors sent them and everything, and now they're just...
My sister sends a card.
Yeah.
She's still stuck in, you know, 1970. But she sends a card, and one other person, but I can't remember who it is. Somebody else sends a card too, but that's it. That's all we get anymore.
Well, I get a couple of friends that send them, and they tell us all about their family.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What are those called?
Entire letter. What, yeah.
It's like the Christmas letter?
It's the update.
Yeah. The yearly update.
Yeah, you get the update. Yeah.
And it's all lies.
Well, I definitely would do that too. You know, if I've got a 16-year-old that's in jail, I'm not going to put that in my letter. I'm going to tell you how he just got accepted at Yale.
Yeah, right? You know? I mean, it's all
Yale,
like, I
jail,
read about
it rhymes.
Whole family. First of all, I'm like, I don't care, and I don't know why you're so narcissistic to think I care, right?
I've never done that, and I've never received one.
Oh, I've never received an update on the
family. I've heard about them, but I've never received one.
A lot of people from Illinois still send them out.
I guess that wasn't a Middle Tennessee thing.
I think it's a farmer thing, you know?
Like, maybe.
Yeah, you know, Doug, he just ended the wheat crop. The other thing, can openers will be obsolete because everything's going to be pull tab.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds
I could see that.
Right? Gas-powered cars will be obsolete.
I don't know about that. I don't agree with that. We didn't think
Tesla was going to ever be what they are now. And if you think about it, remember, all the lawn equipment is going battery. They have to go battery
but
soon.
But cars...
Cars are not going away.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people are moving away from their EV programs.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see here. Business cards. Yeah. That makes sense.
And there's a lot of the cans that you buy that you still have to have a can opener.
No, I know, but they're going to be future. It'll be obsolete in the future. That's what they're saying, is that the way the manufacturers are making them, it's so much easier for a pull can for people like with arthritis and stuff. And so it's going to be business cards are going to be obsolete.
Agreed.
Right? Yep. Somebody said you guys with AI.
Wow. Obsolete.
You're not wrong. We just didn't want to say it.
Right. Here's what I don't get. I don't get how older people without the use of smartphones, like I know some people have that. Older people have jitterbug or whatever. When we were in California, the whole parking system, and I know they have it in Cherry Creek too, the parking system with the app and scanning it and all that. How do people park, older people park?
My dad wouldn't be able to. He literally has a flip phone. That's all he has. Yeah, so he would be screwed. He would have to find somebody to help him.
That's what I was saying, because when we pulled in the Cherry Creek parking garage, even, you know, it's all whatever, QR code. And I looked at my girlfriend's, I'm like, I feel bad for older people.
Yeah, dude, they're just like lost in time, basically.
Yeah, because they don't have like, they think that they're just going to get that little receipt and like there'll be an attendant. There's no attendant.
No.
You have to pay on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have no idea. Like, they're probably just like, I'm not going anywhere.
I think they just park.
Yeah.
They just get out.
Just forget about it. Yeah.
Just park.
My dad just kind of sticks to his little area and he doesn't go pretty much anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's intimidating, I'm
it
sure.
Is. Yeah.
Throws you off.
It does. So anyway, so all the parking things will just be QR codes now. No checkbooks, obviously, and no physical receipts, and no cash registers.
I got to write a check today.
You do?
Yeah.
I wrote a check what was it for? And I got so nervous. I took two. Oh, it's for my roofer.
Yeah.
He only took a check. Yeah. And I got so nervous writing it because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And I was like, I took two with me over to Bud's because I was meeting him at Bud's because I was worried I'd screw up the first one.
I have a contractor and he wants a check today.
Yeah.
I asked him about Venmo. No, I don't know. I don't think so. I want a check. Oh. And I'm like, okay.
Listen, you're going to panic. It's so scary to write one again.
I gotta find a check.
I know.
That's the first move.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know if I got a check.
I know.
I gotta find one today.
I was like, and... No. Oh, my God. I don't remember.
BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. We're going to talk to the Mountain Wave weather guy.
John?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let me give him a call.
All right. Let's get him on next. I don't think anything major down here for us, but the mountains, man, they're getting a lot of snow right now. They're saying that if you don't get out today going west, that you may not get over the pass through the tunnel because it's so bad. All right. We'll talk to John next.
BJ and Jamie.
It's time for some Mountain Wave weather. Brought to you by John, the Mountain Wave weather dude.
Yeah, straight from Facebook. John, Mountain Wave weather dude. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's gonna be big around your house. You got a new kid.
Yeah, no kidding. First Thanksgiving for the baby. They love turkey.
Yeah,
when they're little.
Right.
Hey, John. Last time we talked to you before that big storm, you mentioned a lumber company, and my friend Garo went in because they had a sale on snowblowers, and my friend Garo went in and bought a snowblower there, and he was so excited. He showed me the receipt, how much money he saved.
Oh, yeah, excellent. That's great to hear. Yeah, they do a good job over there.
What was the name of the place again?
It's Moore Lumber in downtown Castle Rock, or right outside downtown Castle Rock.
Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Moore.
Excited.
All right. Hey, John, we're calling you because there's a big snowstorm up in the mountains, but we don't know what's going to happen down here on the plains in the Front Range.
Yeah, absolutely. Mountains are going to get hammered, so if you're going skiing, that's going to be great, which is always nice this time of year. Probably going to have a lot of trouble driving back and forth up there because the roads are going to be pretty nasty. So that's a big storm kind of coming out of the west and the northwest. It's not usually a favorable track for us east of the Continental Divide, but we have a couple of little things coming together with the storm. We have the moisture coming in from a leftover atmospheric river that's been hit in California, Oregon, northwest.
All right.
And then the storm center itself goes a little further north to us, but what that does is that kicks the jet stream over us, and what that allows the air to do is rise. So if we've got that moisture and we get a lot of lift in the air, we can actually see, you know, somewhat decent snow. So I don't think it's as big of a storm down here as our last one by any means, but I'd put it, you know, somewhere between like a small and a medium-sized storm.
Small to medium.
We're going to get a rise.
I've never, ever heard small to medium in weather forecasting.
Yeah. Normally it comes with French fries.
Extra large, large, small, medium.
Oh, man. All right, so what, a couple of inches, maybe four? Small to medium?
It's going to be fairly... Yeah, it's be fairly warm, so it really depends on when that rain transitions to snow. It's probably initially going to start as rain. And then the trend is, just like with a lot of our storms, the higher your elevation is, the more snow you're probably going to see out of this. So if you're in, like, downtown Denver or the Denver surrounding areas, you might only get in maybe an inch or two of slush out of this one. But then as you go further south, so like, you know, Highlands Ranch, Littleton, Lone Tree, those areas, you're looking at 2 to 4.
Wow.
And then down south towards Castle Rock and Elbert County and those higher areas is like a 3 to 6 to 4 to 8 inch type deal.
Oh,
out of the
man.
Storm.
Wow. Small to medium.
3 to 6 to 4 to 8.
Wow. Hey, the big question is, if somebody's headed west, let's say you got to go over to, Glenwood Springs or something. If you head out today going through the mountains, are you going to make it? Can you get through?
From what I haven't looked at the highways to see if they're all open. I think they all are. They were closed for a period yesterday because there was snow. But the snow that's going to hit the mountains, that's already hitting them, is probably going to be heavy enough where they're going to have a lot of issues on the highways at some point if they're not already. Some of the areas near the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail and Vail Pass, and those areas could get up to like 2 feet of snow out of this. So when you have snow falling that hard and heavy, and you put people out on the roads, it's just usually a matter of time before they start playing bumper cars.
And the thing, I recommend this to every person that lives in Colorado. Go to CDOT, and they have they have that little travel thing, and you can actually, I get live updates on my phone on which roads they've closed. CDOT always announces it, and they send you out a text as soon as they're closing
absolutely.
It. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so go to that.
Yeah, they're a great resource, for sure.
John, the Mountain Wave weather guy, you can find him on Facebook. All right, John, what's a typical Thanksgiving at your house? What kind of food do you have? Do you have Mexican? Do you have seafood?
We do the traditional. So it's, you know, the turkey, the mashed potatoes, the green beans, the pies. Yeah, but very, very traditional. It'd be fun one year to try something different, though.
No.
Do you have the traditional weird uncle?
No, we don't have the weird uncle.
You know, the guy that drinks a beer and smokes in your house.
I mean, you know, we've got the cousins and the other folk, you know, sisters and brothers coming in, so... I guess maybe it's possible I'm the weird uncle.
We're talking to him. That's why Jamie asked. Yeah. We just pictured you as the weird uncle.
No. Great.
John, you have a wonderful holiday, okay? You and your family.
You guys, too. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys.
You got it.
Thanks, John.
There you go. John.
All right, take care.
Mountain Wave Weather Dude.
I love that guy.
Yeah,
you can find him. He's just
nice. Find him on Facebook. Look him up. He's very good at what he does. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty, they're saying demure is the new word of the year.
Really?
Yeah, demure, a word that gained viral fame on TikTok. Thanks to that girl, like she's like, it's so, what did she say? I think we have the actual clip. This is how it all kicked off, number one.
See how I do my makeup for work? Very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. See how I look very presentable? The way I came to the interview is the way I go to the job. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. I'm very modest. I'm very mindful. You see my shirt? Only a little chichi out. Not my chocho. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
Okay, there were three words, though. Remember, it's demure, mindful, and very...
Cutesy.
Very cutesy. Yeah. Okay, all right. I knew there were three. Very demure, very mindful, very cutesy. I have my chichi out, but not my choo-choo or something. That's all I got from that audio. Whatever that means. Anyway, so the word took off on TikTok in August with coining the phrase very demure, very mindful in a series of viral videos. And so now it is considered the word of the year by dictionary.com. Very demure. You know what's funny? I used that word last night. That's weird.
You did?
And then here it is in the news. Yeah, I was like, you guys, we are not being very demure. Anyway, all right. Dwayne Johnson says, go ahead and sing in the movie theater. If you're going to a musical kind of movie, he says, then you're into it, sing. Now, that is absolutely the opposite of what AMC Theaters has said. They actually, I guess, they throw up a little video before they screen Wicked and tell you not to sing in it.
Yeah.
But Dwayne Johnson says, sing away.
I think his movie's bombing, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
Doesn't he have that Christmas? One? Yeah, that red one that's out at theaters
it's
right
not
now.
Doing
they say
very
it's
well.
Doing terrible.
I wonder
it's a Christmas movie.
Do they sing in it?
I have no idea, Jamie. They call it a family event.
Oh,
family
it's like a Christmas function. Action movie.
Yeah.
Ooh, Christmas action. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Anyway, so he's saying, go ahead and sing if you feel like singing. I don't know. I loved Rocky Mountain Picture Show. I never went, but I remember like hearing about everybody. I never ever went, but I remember all the older kids always talking about how they'd go in and they'd sing, and it just sounded so fun.
Yeah, I think I'd listen to AMC Theaters. If they say they're going to toss you out of there, you might not want to sing.
I'm surprised that they don't have sing-along showings where it's just like 5 p.m. Yeah. We do it here, you know.
I agree.
That's what
you.
They
yeah.
need to do.
Yeah, I agree. This is sad. You know how we were just talking about the list of things that will be obsolete very soon?
Yeah.
Guess what is already becoming obsolete, and it's a Christmas thing. Go ahead, guess. It's for Christmas. It only comes around at Christmas.
Candy canes.
Ooh, poinsettias.
Oh. Poinsettias is good because those are poisonous for animals.
No, they're not.
Oh, I thought they were.
No. Oh. It's a myth.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Your animals might get sick.
Yeah.
They might have a little, you know, one of those, but they're not going to die.
But it is poison to them?
Yeah, but, I mean, they eat grass, they get sick, but, yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right, anything else? No. Any other?
Putting out cookies for Santa.
Santa always loves cookies.
I know.
Why would you stop that?
He's not on a diet? What? What do you think
just
he's like?
It out there.
Terrible guess.
It was horrible. What do you think, he's diabetic or something?
Yeah.
I mean, he could be watching his weight. Okay?
What are you putting out? Tofu?
He's got to be healthy.
Plant-based.
Think
about how many cookies he eats on Christmas Eve.
I know, but come on.
You don't. That's not something that's going to be obsolete.
God. Dumb question. Terrible
guess.
Whatever.
Putting out cookies.
Oh, my God. No, it's the mistletoe.
I was close. The poinsettia was close.
Well, no, it's kind of not. The mistletoe, because you're supposed to kiss under it.
Yeah.
And so nobody kisses under the mistletoe anymore because it's considered office harassment. There's also like the younger generation thinks it's gross to kiss random people under a mistletoe.
They don't,
because of diseases. I mean, they kind of have a point.
where do you buy it if you want it? I don't even know where you get mistletoe anymore.
I have some plastic mistletoe at from Walmart.
Yeah, but the real stuff, you used to be able to buy the real stuff.
Yeah, young people aren't interested in kissing under the mistletoe anymore, and the older generation who used to cut it down and bundle it up are dead.
No kidding.
Man.
Oh, so that's why it's not available. The old people that went out and got it.
Yeah, so that's sad.
They're dead.
Jake Paul's the MVP promotions company that sponsored the whole fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are saying that we never rigged that fight. It was never ever rigged. In fact, it's a federal crime in the United States to rig a professional boxing match. Nothing like that happened, and it's illogical and inane that any of you think that we rigged it.
I'm not buying it.
That means they did.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
When you come out with a statement like that, that means you actually did do it.
Oh, my God. It says that you're taking away from their abilities and their profession from the fighters.
Oh, from Jake Paul because he's so professional.
Yeah, you're demeaning them.
It was a show that we saw Mike Tyson's butt.
Exactly.
It was for entertainment purposes only.
Oh, my God, right? This is kind of a crazy, crazy story. Think about this. There are more songs being released every single day than there were in the entire year of 1989.
I believe that.
Every single day.
Yeah.
New artists, this is insane. The number of new artists, people creating music, is now 76 million people. 76 million people. They expect, so everybody's making music, right? Because everybody feels like they could be a singer.
Yeah. Well, and especially for TikTok, if you get a hook or a song on TikTok, it doesn't even have to be a good song, but if like the hook's there and people start using it, then it'll be popular.
76 million right now create music, and then they expect this by 2030, which by the way is scary that that's not so far away, 2030, there'll be 199 million music creators.
You know, there's a guy here in Denver, that made the Guinness Book of World Records a few days ago because he put out more singles in 24 hours than ever in history.
Really?
He's in the Guinness Book of World Records as of now.
And do you know his name or what he's saying or anything?
No, he does a saxophone. It's a saxophone. Oh. And he put together all these singles and released them within a 24-hour period, and he made the Guinness Book of World Records for the most, what do they call it,
streaming?
Whatever. His name's Brandon Tice.
Huh?
The guy that you're talking about. His name's Brandon Tice.
Brandon Tice.
Yeah.
Plays the saxophone, right?
It just says that he released music, the most music in 24 hours.
Yeah, saxophone.
Lakewood, Colorado.
Yep.
You know what is sad for me?
What's that?
And I know nobody cares, but I don't have my phone. And it is really troubling. I had to ask Carson. I said, hey, can you Google for me when the rut is over? When the deer rut is over? And he's like, huh? I go, well, because I almost hit two deer this morning. And so I was just wondering when the rut is over. And I have to ask him because it's like not being able to walk. You know what I mean?
By the way, it's deers. It's got an S on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
It's got an S.
And it's what? It's over in the middle of December?
Yeah.
It's the last 2 weeks of November, first 2 weeks of December.
Dude, they are everywhere. I'm warning you guys, be really careful because they're out looking for some like deer loving action, right?
Yeah.
Some deer meat, if you will.
We all are.
And I don't know why they think the roads are where they're going to find it, because that is splat.
No, especially if you're going down Colfax.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them up there looking for action.
Yeah.
There's a deer on every corner.
I saw them.
Oh, yeah.
This is
so dumb. It's a hot spot for deer right now.
Deers.
For deers.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm done. There you go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.